Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, honoured guests, and a very warm welcome to this event. I'm so impressed to see such a full room in this busy time coming up to Christmas, so thank you all very much for your time. Now, to have dementia is something of a challenge. I don't know this from experience, but I might, as might many of us in this room, before our lives are through. But to have dementia and to be in hospital is a double challenge. And I just want to thank both the HSE and the Atlantic Philanthropies for their foresight in supporting this very interesting programme to make that challenge a much easier one for people with dementia and their families who have to be in hospital and go through hospital. It's a particularly interesting project. Three hospitals, three of 12 sites that are part of this dementia HSE Genio programme, and my colleague Fiona Murphy, Art Fiona Keogh, will say a little bit more about how these sites are located in that broader programme in a few minutes. I've been reminded to say something about Genio because I know most of you in the room are saying, who are Genio? What does Genio do? So I'll just say something briefly just so that we just remove the mystery. So Genio is a non-profit independent organisation. We're a team of 15 people, and we're driven by the very basic belief that society would benefit if we could just value all of our citizens. So we all share this common commitment, and our interest is in helping people to live full and included lives, whatever kinds of challenge they might be experiencing. So we do this in a number of ways, but the reason you don't know us is we're what might be called a second-tier organisation. So most of you are involved in direct provision of care to patients or clients at the front line, either in the community or, in this case, in hospitals. So you're at the frontier, at the front line, and Genio works behind that line at the second tier, and our interest is in helping those of you at the front line in whatever way we can to provide the best services possible. And the contribution that we make is in three different ways. Firstly, which is the one most people know about, is we channel funding. So this is a combination of philanthropic, but mainly government funding from the Department of Health to the HSE. And we're working in three different areas, disability, mental health, and dementia so far, and looking at some other areas at the moment. And we release this funding on a competitive basis to back innovation, to make services both better and cost-effective. And when I say better, what is it that I mean? I mean that services become reconfigured so that they are much more person-centred, so that we're putting the person that needs the support and service right at the heart of design and delivery. Now, I know most of you are saying, oh yeah, well, we all do that and everybody espouses this. But those of you who are really pursuing that as a way to provide service know quite how radical a change that is to really put the person who needs support and service at the heart of the decision-making around them. And that's what those of you who are involved in these projects are trying to do. So that's very important. And this funding gets released on a competitive basis. So those of you who have been involved in these projects have come through some pretty stiff competition, I can tell you, when we look at the proposals that come in at the other end. So congratulations on that. We also provide some capacity building. So we try and add value by running exactly this kind of event, a learning event, where you can come together and share learning and expertise. We also run some accredited training in the area of supported self-directed living, is what we call it. And those programs are run by the team in Genio in various parts of the country and in various different group areas. And the third and probably the most critical thing that we do in terms of any legacy we might leave in the areas we've been involved in is we gather evidence and disseminate evidence. And we're particularly, I suppose, privileged to be able to do this because of that combination of HSE and Atlantic foresight in backing this. So our director of research, Dr. Fiona Keogh, whom some of you will know, is running that research program with our research team, both gathering evidence ourselves, but also commissioning research studies to universities. There are 8 universities and research institutes undertaking research that we've commissioned, again, on a competitive basis through an international advisory team chaired by Dr. Ruth Barrington. Fiona Keogh, in fact, it's really Fiona's brain, and together with the brains of Mary Maguire and Elaine Howard, and particularly the top brains in the HSE that have designed this programme. And the people who applied for this, who are sitting in front of me now, the very impressive Professor Brian Lawler, Suzanne Timmins, and Siobhan Kennelly, came forward and won hands down in terms of what they wanted to do in the hospital settings that they are in. And those of you in hospital settings will know that bringing about change in any setting is pretty challenging, but in hospital settings, it's particularly complex and complicated at times. So an environment in which you can bring change there, that's a tall order. So I think you're to be congratulated on the work that you're doing. So I'm going to stop now and introduce Michael Fitzgerald. Everybody knows Michael Fitzgerald. Everybody knows Michael's name at this stage. And I have to say that in all the programs that we work in, we're really blessed to be able to work with really good people, because we're working with people who want to do things, who are strategic, who want to move things, who are for sure working within the constraints that all of us know about and within the bad press that constantly they are assaulted by, but nevertheless turn up every day and do really innovative and good work. So it's been our pleasure to work with Michael, and we're delighted that the HSE now has a National Dementia Office led by Mary Manning, so that makes things even easier for people like us who are trying to assist in whatever we can in the background. Michael has a lot of responsibility and his time is very short, so I'm going to stop speaking now and ask him to come up.